beyond Bernie. For millions of people, the demise of the Bernie Sanders campaign has led to a political depression, for the two parties have thrown up perhaps the least popular candidates in memory. That is not to say they don't have their supporters, for they do. It's just that both candidates, Donald J. Trump and Hillary Rodham Clinton, have daunting negatives. And that both candidates possess inordinate wealth is to be counted against them, not for them. For this has been a political season of pronounced distrust and distaste of the wealthy. For some, these choices prove the inherent corruption of the political system, which, post the Citizens United decision, has swung more towards wealth than at any time in recent history. These views are reflected more among the young than their elders, for youth tend more toward idealism. But that idealism, that hope, that deep hunger for change, doesn't have to die. Sure, Sanders' presidential hopes have been dashed. But what of the movement that brought him to the table? The issues of a more honest political system, of a more humanistic as opposed to more corporatist healthcare system, the call for an end to mass incarceration, the demand to halt police terror. These issues, not a specific candidate, moved millions. Why not form a new political party? Why not organize a mass political movement? Why not? Why not? The present political system has failed millions. Why does it continue to deserve your support? When the great labor leader, Joe Hill, was being led to the gallows in Utah, he told his friends, "Don't waste time mourning. Organize. Don't mourn Bernie's failure to win the presidency. Organize." To quote that great Pan-African leader, Kwame Ture, "Organize. Organize. And organize." From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.